Take it slow. Focus on progress, not perfection. The end result in your church will look different from Saddleback and from every other purpose-driven church. Here are 10 areas you must consider as you begin to reshape your church into a purpose-driven church. 1. Assimilate new members on purpose. Use the circles of commitment as your strategy for assimilating people into the life of your church. Begin by moving the unchurched from the community to your crowd for worship. Then move them from the crowd into the congregation for fellowship. Next, move them from your congregation into the committed for discipleship. And from the committed into the core for ministry. Finally, move the core back out into the community for evangelism. This process fulfills all 5 purposes of the church. Notice that I suggest that you grow the church from the outside in rather than from the inside out. Start with your community, not your core. Now, this is opposite of the advice given by most books on church planting. The traditional approach to beginning a new church is to build a committed core of mature believers first and then start reaching out to the community. The problem that I have found with an inside-out approach is that by the time the church planter has, quote, discipled his core, they have often lost contact with the community and are actually afraid of interacting with the unchurched. Too often, a core group planting a new church spends so long in the small group stage that they become comfortable with it and lose their sense of mission. The fire of evangelism dies out. When I began Saddleback, I started by totally focusing on the community, specifically the unchurched in my community. I personally met hundreds of unchurched people by spending 12 weeks going door-to-door listening to people who didn't go to church. I developed relationships and built bridges of friendship with as many unbelievers as I could.